Blog Talk Radio.
Love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
Thank you.
with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-hostess with the mostest.
Wow, what an introduction.
My co-hostess with the mostest. I don't know where that came from, but Jessica, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fabulous. It's been a crazy week. We have not talked much this week because I've been so busy and you've been so busy.
I know. It's been a very hectic week, even though it's only Wednesday, so it's really only midweek.
But, like, this is a week where you, like, push through. It's like going through snow or mud because you want to get to the weekend because we've got a three-day weekend coming up, right?
I can't wait. And, you know, for me, and this is a sad part of my life, I just look forward to sleeping past 5:30 in the morning.
No, I can understand that. No, I'm not an early riser, and I don't take appointments before ever, usually 9:30 a.m.
Really,
and occasionally
at 9. You immensely for that.
I know. I understand that. And my girls get up early to go to high school. They get up real early, like 5-something.
Yeah.
And I was getting up with them, but they told me that they would prefer their father to get up because I'm basically unconscious anyway, and they just take pity on my soul.
Well, that's sweet of them. I mean,
I'm comatose.
I'm up. I mean, I wake up before my daughter gets up, and I wake her up.
Yeah.
But
well,
our conversation in the morning is, it's time to get up, and then bye. That's our whole conversation.
You know, it's true. They're so focused on getting out the door, and they sleep to the last minute, too. And I was sitting there with coffee. And just like, you know, like just totally, and they're like, Mom, you know, you don't really need to get up because we feel like, they said, we feel like we have to talk to you and we don't, you know, we're so busy.
We don't
and
really
I'm like,
want to.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, if it'll do you a favor, I'll sleep in. That'll be okay. So tell me, what's new? What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Nothing. We had a really good time last week, and
we did something different.
Tell our listeners what we did.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not really supportive of what we did, only because I'm kind of against it.
As
but
well as I am.
We went to the dog track last weekend. We decided to do something new and different, and it was gambling, which, you know, is fun.
Yeah.
The whole dog thing, I'm not crazy about that because I feel sorry
for
them.
The dog. We actually adopted a greyhound, so I know.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I get that. And
because you don't know if they're being mistreated or...
Well, but they also were doing the big fundraiser
there that weekend.
And they were selling these remember all those little cosmos? They were like comic book heads? I don't know. There was a Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. And all the donations were going to the charities and to protect, you know, the greyhounds for greyhound adoption. So it was kind of tied in with that. So we thought, okay. Somehow that made it okay.
Well, like I said, it was a different experience, and we had so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. It was.
And we won money.
We won every single race except one, right? Didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It was only one we missed, right? We won every single race? Every single race except one. There
and
were
we
16.
Did bet. I mean, we did minimum bets.
Okay,
which
we're
is
pathetic.
About
$2. We each played what we did. Okay, this is okay.
The big gamblers that we are. $2.
And people, all right, this is like so much fun because we don't know how to read like the program or anything,
right?
So we would say, oh, that's a really fat dog. Let's pick that one because he deserves a break. Or we would look and say, oh, well, I know somebody with that name and I really like them.
And so that worked for me, though.
It worked. It worked really well. So and then we would wait till the very last minute and see who had like the worst odds, and then we'd put a dollar on it for a $2
bet.
But
that came in a couple times.
Yeah, it did. We won. And then these two novices who walked up and didn't know what they were doing, they were like, we're like, what's a quinella? And we're like, oh, we'll do one of those. And we won. And then the next one, we won two quinellas.
Yeah.
Which was
kind of,
is that how you say quinella?
Quinella.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. Yeah, we won. And we bet $3 each a race. And we would usually bet on two or three dogs. And we would split it, and then that way neither one of us lost, because we're cheap. We're very frugal people.
We're frugal, and we were more there about having lunch.
Well, yeah, you know, it's always about the food, and it was just a good time.
It was a good time.
But the best part was we started picking the I keep saying horses, but dogs. I grew up near the Meadowlands, so we know a lot about horses.
Yeah, the horse racing is that's
yeah, that,
fun
we know
too.
That. That's a blast. And I said that's where I first learned I needed glasses because I couldn't read the board at the end. My cousin's like, you can't read that? And I'm like, no, I was 19. She said, here, take my glasses. I'm like, oh, I can see it now. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
You know, I know what that meant. But anyway, we're sitting there. We're, like, you know, yelling out our dog's names. I'm like, go, go, go.
And then people started, because we kept winning and winning, so these women all started sitting near our table so they could overhear what we were saying.
Yeah, that's when we started writing it down.
It was so much fun. We had a really good time. So I'm not saying that, you know, it's awkward because I love my dog and I don't want to see anything bad happen to all those greyhounds that race. I do happen to know some people that race greyhounds and they love their dogs immensely and they make sure they're adopted out to a good home after.
Right, right.
So, it's like, I guess it's like there are decent people who raise horses. There are decent people who raise greyhounds for racing. There's also the bad in the mix, but it was an enjoyable.
It was, like I said, it's not something we do on a regular basis, but it was fun.
No, it was fun. It was a blast. So we had a good time. So all in all, that was good. What else did we do this week? Anything else interesting or new going on? I mean, other than, of course, Irene, we want to shout out to everybody along the East Coast who got hit with Hurricane Irene.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I can't. My calls this week consisted of Australia, China, Japan, Germany.
Oh, really?
UK, of course. It was crazy because a lot of my East Coast people who had appointments, I would get calls from their cell phones or like a text thing, an email saying, I have to reschedule, I have no phone.
Oh, wow.
And it was like so funny. A lot of them were without electricity. And so I had a very international week this week,
well,
which was great.
That's
I would love that. I get a lot of people from, you know, I do a lot of, I have a lot of, I don't want to say do a lot of people, that sounds awful.
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, that sounds awful. Yeah, I don't mean do, but, you know, I talk to a lot of people from China and from Japan. And,
uh-huh.
And
they
so,
speak English?
You know, I've said before, sometimes not only do they speak English better than me, which is a little embarrassing. Some of them have been taught proper English, you know. And
not the slang that we use?
Well, of course, not, you know, the kind of English they speak in UK.
I love that
proper
accent.
English.
Oh, my gosh. If I could talk like
King's
that,
English.
You just sound smart.
Well, they do, and a lot of them have an accent as well, and it's not the accent you would think they would have,
right.
You know, because a lot of them have studied abroad anyway, and so they learned it, and it's funny because a lot of the people that I speak to from Japan, a lot of the younger ones, like in their late 20s, they almost sound like they're from Chicago.
Oh, really?
A lot of them, and it cracks me up.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, that's how, I don't know, I'm very jealous of that. You know, all these Europeans.
Why?
Speak English, and what do I speak? I speak English. That's
and
it.
And Jersey. You speak Jersey. A little bit of Jersey. Yeah, I know. You know, I've always said that the Europeans, people from other countries, they take and they educate their children in foreign languages far better than we ever do, and it would be nice if we did a better job.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, our kids take different languages in
yes.
high school.
Yes.
I mean, you have to get
you
into college,
to get into
but...
college.
It's not enough to speak.
Well, we only had to take 2 years to get into college.
Right.
When we went. Now
it's
still 2 years.
2 years,
but both yours and mine are taking 4 years because they want to make sure that they have enough.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's a good thing. I want to say that we have our chat room open, and, of course, Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in there, and she's keeping everyone happy and healthy, and we'll be going back and forth from live calls to the chat room. As always, we're going to be doing mini angel readings tonight. And if you want to get a mini angel reading done, just call in our call-in number, which is 323-679-0882. And if you didn't write it down, I'm going to say it again, 323-679-0882. And you can get a free angel mini reading, or if you have just some questions or you'd like some advice, just give us a call. We'll be happy to answer for you. And I think what we should do, we'd take our first call. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
Yes, I think we should. So we're going to go ahead and take our first call tonight. I believe this is my entire screen just went blank. But before it went blank,
wow.
I've been, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it back. 1 second, folks. Sorry about that. It just shot off into oblivion.
So what did you click on? Obviously the wrong thing.
I don't know, and it's completely blank.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's back. It's back. Okay. I believe I have Jennifer live. Do I have Jennifer?
Yes.
Oh, yay. Jennifer, hi. This is Dr. Ginny. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you. How can I help you tonight? You know, did you call my office today?
Pardon me?
Did you call my office today and ask if
yes.
I was doing the show tonight? Yeah, I remember. I remember
yes,
just
I
giving
did.
You the phone number. Great. I'm glad to see you got through. So how can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to ask a question, but I don't know how this works. I've never done this before.
let me help you. First of all,
I don't know.
We're going to ask you where you're from.
Where I'm from, where I live, or
what state are you calling from?
Where was I born?
No. What state are you
Florida,
calling
sorry.
From?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Okay, very, very good. All right, wonderful. All righty now. I know you have some specific questions, and I always say because these are mini readings, go ahead and just shoot out the question right away so I can hopefully get it answered for you.
Okay. Can I ask more than one question?
I bet you can, yeah. Go right ahead. Don't
okay.
be nervous. I could tell
okay.
you're nervous. You can't mess up on the show any more than I've messed up, so don't you worry
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, any more than the two of us have messed
right.
up.
So you take your time and go ahead and ask your first question.
So, do you think that anytime soon I will be able to win the lottery and get myself and my children out of the situation we're in?
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is, and I'd like to tell you that I do see a win on the lottery, but I'm going to tell you that I unfortunately don't see that any money is going to come to you from that direction at this time, okay? And I wish I could tell you otherwise, but that being said, I do see that things are going to work out for you. Now, I see that you've been through an incredibly stressful time, and it wasn't just one thing that happened. It was like a layer of things that just it's like the roof caved in, right?
Yeah,
okay. I mean, I can see this, and I could see it's one thing after another thing after another thing, and you're like, oh, my gosh, when is it going to stop? This might sound odd for me to say now, and believe me when I tell you, I know what I'm about to tell you will come true. As difficult as everything's been for you, this was something that had to happen because you had to hit what's called a reset point. And I don't know how else to explain it other than that, but you will have hit that reset point, and with that reset point, you'll be able to start over again. And I do see that you're going to do well in the future. I'm getting that not just as a yes, but yes with what I call a positive vibration. So that means a really strong yes. And I don't want you to worry about your future because it is going to be okay.
Okay.
It's going to be fine. So please don't worry about your future. I do see that that's going to be okay. And the other thing that I see happening in your near future is that you're, and I don't know if you're aware of this, and I don't want to make you nervous, your living situation, were you planning on changing that?
Actually, my living situation right now is very bad.
Good. Okay, that's good. Let me tell you what. It's not
going to
stay that way for long.
Huh?
It's not going to stay that way for long. I see that you're going to be moving soon.
Okay?
But this is a positive thing.
Okay.
All right. What other question can I answer for you?
Can you tell me if my husband, even though we're not together, if he really 100% does love me, or if he's just telling me that he does?
I'm going to tell you that from what I can see here, your husband does love you. And I see that as a very strong positive to the yes. But I'm going to tell you something else. Your husband's going through some other things right now. I don't know what he's telling you, but I'm going to tell you he's very confused in his head lately, correct?
Yeah.
It's almost as if he's thinking one way, then he's thinking another way. He says one thing, then he says something. I'm seeing he's very confused in his head right now. But does he truly love you in his heart? Does he feel love for you? Absolutely. The answer is yes.
Okay,
is that helpful?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good. Jennifer, don't be sad. Things are going to turn around. I know that it's been a really tough time for you, but I also know for whatever reason you've gotten rid of all the extras, if you know what I mean, right? And I'm going to tell you, things are going to change for you. So take a deep breath. Continue to move forward. Continue to do everything that you're doing. And I think what you're going to see are things are going to turn around. Now, you have children?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that's the hardest part for you. Is because you want to give them everything, and you feel like you're not even giving them the bare minimum. But this is going to change. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie, I understand. I know it's a hard time, but keep your faith, because believe me when I tell you, you are surrounded by angels, and things are going to turn for the positive for you. Just keep moving forward. Do not allow yourself to think anything else, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Listen, God bless you, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And that was Jennifer, who was calling, she said, from Florida. And it's tough. She's going through a very tough time, and it's really, really hard. And, you know, sometimes we have to hit what I call the reset button. Sometimes God does it for us. And it seems like, it doesn't seem like one thing goes wrong. It seems like everything in the world goes wrong.
Why is that? Why does everything have to happen?
It just
like
never
that?
Seems to fail, does
I know.
It? It's like one thing goes wrong, then another thing goes wrong, and you're sitting there saying, what is going on? What did I do wrong?
Right.
What did I do wrong to deserve this? And what I'll say is that sometimes, well, not sometimes, every time God knows best. And so when these things happen to us, we have to know that he has a bigger plan in mind for
right.
us. Something's in store for us. And sometimes we have to hit rock bottom to realize maybe to change a priority or maybe to change a situation that we were in that maybe wasn't good. We knew it wasn't good, but we didn't know how to get out of it. Or to just to maybe point us in a different direction down a path that we didn't even realize there was an opening there.
Right.
So I think it's important, you know, we just trust in God and go. And I know, believe me, everyone's been through it. You know,
oh, yeah.
Everyone's
absolutely.
Been through it. And when you go through those times, you just have to keep faith, and you have to make sure that every day you do everything you can to make that the best day that you're going to have
right.
that week. And guess what? Tomorrow does take care of
oh,
itself,
sure.
you know, every time. Well, we're going to take lots more calls, but right now I want to play a very special song by Adele called Someone Like You.
That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. But I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, surprise. of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts in pain. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the
like you.
I love that song.
I do too. It's a beautiful song. It's just the words, just something you can listen to. I'm a big Adele fan. She's got some beautiful songs, and the words just are very touching. You're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host Jessica, and we're here to answer some questions, give some advice, tell you what we did this weekend, which is probably boring to everyone but us.
Hey, we find it entertaining. No,
yes.
You know what? Everybody has a different weekend, and
you
know, it would be nice for them to share with us.
Absolutely. You know, I would love to hear what people do over the weekend.
Well,
no one ever tells us, do they? No one ever calls in and say, well, you know what I did this weekend?
Yeah, I would love to hear, because we're always looking for new and different things to do.
Yeah.
We were actually just talking earlier about looking for something new to do. You know, new adventure, something new.
We like adventure. We like something that's a little on the edge
always.
And my daughter said that we can't do any more B&E because she might ruin our chances to get into Harvard. Remember, we had looked at some houses that were going up for auction several years back when the real estate market was hot because we were, you know, doing some buying and selling. And there was a house that was going up for auction, and I wanted to see inside.
Right.
But the opening was wee little, so we sent our daughters in. Remember? They were
so
young.
Oh, wow, that was
you
a
remember
long time
that?
Ago, yeah.
My daughter has never forgotten.
That's
she
funny.
Went in and just kind of, suddenly the front door opened, so we were able to see. She'll never let me forget that.
That's funny.
You know, she's like, Mom, I can't believe. And I was like, yeah, I know, that's sad. But we're really sane people, honestly, you know.
We are. You know, a little adventure in everybody's life is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you know what? There's somebody who I would like to speak with. She's been on hold, and she was in the chat room, and she was trying to get on live with us. And I believe her name is Melody. Hi, Melody. You're on live with the Christian. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay,
I am.
Great. How you doing? This is Dr. Ginny. How can
I'm
help
good.
You? Good. I love hearing that.
Thank you. It's been 11 long years that my dad's been gone, and I truly believe in, you know, all the goodness and whatever, and sometimes I have the scent of him, and I think, is he with me? you know, I was the baby of the family, even though I'm 57 and whatnot. I miss him. I miss him a lot. And sometimes I just feel that he's so near, and but I don't know if it's him. And
right.
I was just wondering if you could feel if it was him or...
You know what? I'm gonna tell you that you know, we've actually done a show about this, and it's not at all unusual for someone that you love to come over, to cross back over, and to kind of be there for you, to give you some support, and to help you to feel better about things that are going on in your life. And that's called permissive will, God's permissive will. And because of God's permissive will, he allows people to come back across. And I'm going to tell you that some people might say, wow, I don't know. But if you're getting that scent, then I'm going to say that, yeah, I don't doubt at all that that's exactly what's going on there. I'm going to ask this question. And I don't know why I'm getting this, but was there something? I'm getting a warming in the legs area. Now, it might not have anything to do with anything. I'm wondering why I'm getting that.
Warming in the legs.
Yeah, I don't know why. It doesn't mean that's what he passed away from, but this might be significant. Did he have trouble walking at the end? Was it very difficult?
Yes. He was the last 3 months. I mean, he was ill for 3 years.
Okay.
But the last 3 months, he had a stroke, yes.
Okay, all right. Was that one of the most frustrating things for him?
Yes, it was, very much so.
That's why I'm being shown this. Yeah, that's why I said it wasn't something that made him pass on. It wasn't that, but it's something that frustrated him a great deal. So now I'm going to tell you that I'm getting an absolute yes, that person that contacted you would absolutely, of course, you know it's your dad. You've known it all along, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm gonna ask you this other question. Do you know somebody? I'm getting several names, and I don't know who these people are. So you're just going to have to come and let me know if these are anybody that you know, either living or on the other side. I'm getting a Bill, but a William. Okay. Don't know who that is. Do you know anybody with that name? Does that ring
no,
a bell?
Bill or William. No, not at all.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, and these are unusual names, which is why I have to give them to you. I'm getting a Luke, and I'm getting a Gwen. These are all different names, but these are the names that I'm getting, and so I have to give them to you. Now, they're such unique names that if they're not hitting with you, I can only say this is what I'm getting. That's all I'm getting. These are the names I'm getting. Now, I want to step forward a little bit. Your dad was a very, from what I'm getting here, and if this is your dad, let me give you a little description of who I'm getting here.
Okay.
This man has the structure on his face is very pronounced. In other words, it's not a full face at all. Okay.
Okay.
It's I would almost say chiseled looking. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, like a hard worker.
Yes, there you go. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm getting on his face. And I'm actually, his coloring, I can't tell if it's tan or if it's just, his skin looks a little weathered. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. But here's the other thing, and I already know the answer to this. People would always say this. He had a heart of gold.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Okay. All right.
This is
what I'm getting. So I know now that for sure that this is your dad, the person that's connecting. I'm going to ask this question, and it might seem a little off base. Those names I gave you, I want you to write them down if you get a chance, because a lot of times when I get off the phone with somebody, they're always calling me back saying, I don't know why I didn't put this together. This was his sister's whatever, da-da-da-da-da family. And it might just be him trying to send a shout-out. But those are the names I get. And when I get them, especially like that, they're usually right on.
Mm-hmm. could have been the therapist. Yeah, that's the only one I can come up with. Gwen
was she his
therapist?
Okay,
yes.
And okay, see, I mean, it's an unusual name, so that's why, you know, when I get a name like that, I have to say, wow, that's, wow. You don't hear Gwen very often. Was she working with him, and she kind of gave him special effort?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely.
This is what he's, okay, it's his way of acknowledging her, and it's almost like a thank you, an extra thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but there is something else that I'm getting, and I don't know why I'm getting this, but I just have to say it. Was he involved in something where he felt somebody owed him something prior to becoming ill?
No. His mind started to get funny, but no. The only thing is, how do I want to say, without getting emotional, my son has spina bifida. He's 33, and he also feels my father.
Uh-huh.
And when you said it, like, I don't want to say this meanly or whatever, but my dad would always get emotional when he would want Brandon to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said, you know, do you ever feel, I mean, he would always say, I wish,
whoa,
you know, God,
okay,
would take my legs. You know, I wish
now
he would give them to Brandon.
Let's go back to what I said in the very beginning. Do you remember I said I felt a warming around the leg area? That's, I know.
Oh, yes.
Okay, bingo. See, that's what that.
Yes.
There was such a strong emotion tied to it, and it would be something that you would connect to. That's
mm-hmm.
why he's showing me this. That's what it's about. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's what it's about. That's his way of letting you know it's him and not anyone else. What I ask of people who are coming across from the other side is to give me something I can say, show me something that I can relate to you that will make you say that, of course, that's him, because that was so important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it right there. Okay, so now you were able to tie it together.
That's so true, because my son Brandon is, I mean, his only disability is his legs. I mean, he's very smart, whatever, but he would always say to me, because, you know, I'm a nurse, he'd always say, Mom, I know my pap's with me. And he left me his car. And another thing with the legs, I still can't to this day. I can drive a stick shift. I cannot, every time I get in the car, I smell him and I cry. I mean, literally cry. I can't drive it. And lately I've been getting a strong feeling of, and having dreams of him saying to me, because he'd always call me either baby girl or apple dumpling, and he'd
mm-hmm.
say to me, please drive my car. And
I'm going to tell you, you should learn,
mm-hmm.
you need to learn how to drive the stick shift. You know that.
Well, no, I can.
Okay.
I just,
okay.
I smell him. I miss him so much. I'm an adult, and I should know that he's in a better place, and, you know, and he's probably looking down at me saying, or the times I get a glance of him, you know, he had piercing eyes, very, very blue eyes, but then I don't know if I don't want to believe it, but I do want to believe it, if that makes any sense. I want him to...
Well, first of all, I don't think there's any doubt at this point, because I don't know you from Adam, and yet we were able to pinpoint one of the most important things through a message that he brought across and just used me as a vessel to get that message across. So I hope that gives you some confidence in knowing that that is him who surrounds you. And the fact that you're hearing that, I always say they can communicate with us a lot of the times when we're sleeping, because that's when they kind of communicate with our subconscious mind. It's when all our defenses are down. You know, as children, we grow up believing when we're real young. And you often hear children can see, you know, those who have crossed over, and they reach a certain age and they stop being able to see it. And they stop being able to see it because everyone around them tells them it's not possible and it's not true. And so they just stop believing. And when you're told it enough times, guess what? you just don't connect anymore. And I think when all our defenses are down and when you're sleeping, often our loved ones will come to us. And I think that he is absolutely telling you that you need to drive the car. Yeah, it is a blessing. And, you know, he doesn't come to you to make you sad. He comes to you to make you happy so that you know, even though he's not here on this plane with you, living every day, you know, he is still there with you. He's just there in a different way. He's just there in a different way. And, you know, we had Father Bob Bailey on the show many, many months ago, and he himself had said that that's one of the ways that, people can tell when a loved one's around you, is you can either maybe smell their tobacco or you smell their perfume or their aftershave, or they just have a certain smell, you know, and all of a sudden you get a whiff of it. And immediately your heart just sings, because for that second, you kind of expect him to walk around the corner, you know? And I know it's very emotional and it tears at your heart, but at the same time, what a wonderful blessing. Because not everybody's granted what they call permissive will to come back. They have to actually go through like a process on the other side to make sure that they understand that when they come across, they can be there to help you, but they cannot affect your free will. That's one thing that's just a no-no, because then it's not your life, it's someone else's. So it's so amazing that he's there giving you support and that he let you know it definitely is him. I don't know how you found the show tonight. Can you tell us how you came across the show?
Something just told me that, you know, I'm not, a friend of mine was on a radio blog, and she just got on here, and something told me that you would, because I want to believe it, and I do believe it, and I really believe it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to make my heart feel at peace, because real quick, and I know you have other callers, but my father, when he was laid to rest, I put his rosary in his hands. And a couple years ago when I was pulling in my garage, now I don't know, I mean, this is how strong that he's trying to tell me, yes, I'm with you, that there was a piece of the rosary in my garage, and I put it on the sheath of wheat that I have with the white doves and the white roses, and I just could not believe that how that happened. So I should have believed it then, but I have to say thank you. You have made me really believe that he is with me, and you know, and it's a good feeling from the heart.
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
But I thank you, but that's, I just got it off the computer, and you just struck me to answer and convince me, and you have.
Great, wonderful. And that's what I was going to say, is that a lot of times I truly believe we're divinely guided to go to a certain place. Something will pop up on the computer, or a friend will mention a name to you, and you go to type it in, and sometimes it's not even the name that they mentioned and you think it is. And you end up going to another person, but that person gives you the message that you needed to hear. And I think that kind of happened tonight. So I feel great that we both were blessed to be able to have this time. And I think you'll go to bed knowing tonight that your father is truly with you and will continue to be. You're not alone, okay?
I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and bless you.
You're very welcome, Melody. God bless you.
Okay.
You have a wonderful night. And we will pray for both you and your son.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night. That's sweet.
Yeah.
You know, I had, and I'm not going to disclose any names. Everyone knows I would never, ever do that. But I had a client this week who has gone through an extremely difficult couple of years. That climaxed in probably one of the worst experiences anyone could have. And she called me the other day, and she was truly at her wit's end. I mean, beyond anything that I've ever... her emotion was so raw. I mean, my heart was breaking for her. And as we're talking, I was literally praying that the person that she needed to hear from more than anything would come across and let her know that it's truly him that's there. And all of a sudden I got Edgar Allan Poe, which you have to admit is kind of a bizarre thing to say to someone. When they're, I mean, I literally had tears coming down my face because her pain was so raw, and I was connecting to it. And I said, you know, I've got to stop right now. And, you know, he's letting me know, Edgar Allan Poe, do you know? And sure enough, she said, I just finished reading a book, and I've been doing research on him. And the odds of that are so slim.
Yeah.
So she knew right then and there, absolutely, that that's, you know, and I'm so grateful and so blessed, again, that he was able to get that message to her through me so that she could know that she's not alone, that
right.
he's definitely still there. It was
well,
just so
I
awesome.
Think it's nice to be able to connect like that. This way you know they've moved on to their life and,
you know. It's amazing, and that's why everybody has an ability to connect. You just have to start trusting that intuition, that feeling, you know. You can imagine what it's like for me sometimes when I get people on the phone. I've never spoken to them before, and here I am in front of thousands of listeners
right.
saying, it's something with the legs. It didn't do them in,
right.
but it has not. What does that?
Well, sometimes I think it takes a while to connect everything. Yeah,
you have to. It's like connecting the dots, and then he gives a little more information, you know, something he felt he was owed, and then, bam, it connected for her. And that was, the legs, and it's just so amazing, and everybody does truly have the ability. God gave all of us the ability. You just have to believe in what you're hearing and seeing and those pictures you're seeing in your head to have the trust to blurt them out, you know, and to risk embarrassing yourself.
Right, right.
God knows I've embarrassed myself so many times. It doesn't matter. We'll be back in two. We're going to listen to Turning Tables.
Enough to start a war. All that I have is on the floor. God only knows that we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning.
Psychic Cafe, and that was Adele, and she was singing Turning Tables. Tonight was my Adele night.
Yeah, just Adele night.
I just really like her music. I don't know, she's kind of jazzy, but not, know what I mean? She's that soulful, what do I know? Anyway, I like her music. That's all I know.
Well, you know, this is something weird out of the blue that has something to do with jazz and blues. My car radio the other day, you know, I listened to 105.1.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
When I got in the car the next day, it was on 105.9. And I'm like, that's oldies.
Yeah.
And then my TV, I came in, and it was playing music, and it was jazz or blues.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
So you know that means something.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Well, keep your eyes open, because there's going to be an event or maybe a thing that people are going to, and they're going to say, why don't you come, and it's going to be like an oldies or a 50s thing.
Yeah,
or
it was
and you're supposed
funny.
To say yes, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's generally what that means. Isn't that weird?
That
when
is
that
weird.
Happens? I know, because we've had stuff. Remember, was it you the one who, or was it someone else, who kept seeing all the commercials for the Hard Rock Cafe and then went and won off?
No.
Somebody else.
That was somebody else.
Yeah. Kept seeing all the commercials for Hard Rock Cafe in the paper, and
uh-huh.
then saw the commercial, and somebody talked about it at work, so she went and she won like thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty good. Yeah, like 7,000 or something like that.
Hey, a thousand would be wonderful.
8,000 would be a good deal, that's for sure. Now, I know we've got some folks in the chat room, and I am going to try like heck to go there, because I know that we have a lot of people in there who are looking for some answers. Now, I know I saw somebody in... And again, folks, you don't understand how difficult it is to read. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Unfortunately, scrolling back just doesn't seem to work.
When you scroll back, it's the second you start to read it, it pops forward again. So
I think Sue made it really large,
Sue is our chat room mom for a reason. She put it all in big cap red letters so we can see it.
Yeah, Susie, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Susie, darling. It's from Anne92054, and her question is, will we have romantic relationship with my friend? Will you have a romantic relationship with your
unless
friend
we,
Bob?
Unless it's a couple.
Yes, unless, right? Yeah. Okay, will Susie and... No, okay, I'm kidding. Anne, will you have a romantic relationship with your friend Bob? Any time frame, if yes. Okay, let me take a look here. I'm going to say that you will. Now, this is going to be the weird thing, and the way I'm getting this is I'm going to say you will, but I'm also going to tell you I think you make better friends than you do romantic friends. I think you'll try it, but I think what you'll find is that you make better good friends because other things there's other things that are going to come into play once you start dating, and it's going to change it a little bit. But yet I know that you guys are going to have to try it, so the only thing I'm going to tell you is give it a shot, and just remember this. You have to agree that if this doesn't work, that you'll somehow, some way maintain the friendship. And I'm not saying it's not going to work, but I see that other things are going to come into play, because it's always, you know, when you're good friends and you're having a good time and everything's great, and then all of a sudden the romance enters into it, sometimes you start developing different expectations than what you had in the past. I would say that you are going to have a romantic relationship, and you also said when. And I see that's going to happen in the next two and a half months. That'll happen. So have fun with it. And if you get a chance, write back into the show. Let us know how you made
definitely.
Out. I'd really be interested in knowing. And I see that, and I want to make sure, and I'm not sure if I saw this correctly. Is it possible Jay and you and Grace, Jay and Grace have been in our chat room for a long time now. They're two wonderful people that have been dating across states.
Mm-hmm.
Jay sings, he writes, and composes his own music, and he's graced us with several songs right here on the radio. And I do believe that that from what I can see here, that they may be in the same location as of now. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. It could just be a Jay and Grace sighting. So I hopefully...
Is that like a UFO?
Yes, it is like a UFO. Yes, it's unified friendly objects. I think is
that
what
was
it's
clever.
Yeah, you like that? It took me 10 seconds to stutter and get that out. But I hope that that's true, because that would be really exciting. And you're very welcome, Anne 92054. And I'm gonna go ahead and take Zen Wolf now. Zen Wolf is also in our chat room, and he would like an insight into his health and or career. My name is, it just says my name is.
Andy.
It
said my name is Andy.
Okay, great.
I read it above.
Ah, got it. Okay, Andy, thank you for that, because it really helps me connect. Okay, let me just take a look into your health real quick, Andy, and see what I'm coming up with. Okay, very, very good. Andy, first of all, what I want to say to you is, do you, we're chatting, and we're really not, because, but I'm going to say this. I feel like you either get headaches. I'm getting something around the head. You either have an extreme amount of stress going on, or you're getting headaches really bad. Headaches. I see it. We got confirmation there. And so what I'm going to tell you is that I see a couple of things. First of all, health-wise, we're not... I'm not getting anything bad health-wise, okay, other than what's going on in the head situation there. Other than that, I'm not getting anything health-wise. I'm not getting any kind of situation that's saying, wow, we got to alert him to this. So that's a good thing. So whatever your concerns are, you know what I'm saying, chill on those a little bit. And then the other thing I want to say is we're looking at... Looking at career, was that your other question? Because that's what I'm asking, so I should be able to ask. Yeah, career, good. Okay, career-wise, I'm getting... Now, this is the weird thing I'm getting on career. I don't know what your career is, okay? I'm not quite sure, but for some reason I'm getting a lot of numbers, a heck of a lot of numbers, and I don't know what that means, but I'm getting a heck of a lot of numbers.
Counting, maybe?
Could very well be. I'm seeing
a bookie.
No. Hey, we ran into Andy at the top. No, I'm only kidding. Yes, I'm getting yes, major yes. Okay, all right. So what I'm going to say to you, Zen Wolf, is that I see that
he wants to know what his life path.
Yeah, I'm truly seeing that numbers, believe it or not, are in your future. I see that. And I don't understand why this is, but I feel like somehow you work with them, you manipulate them, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just feel like they're a comfort. You like things a certain way, and you like to I don't know how to put this. You have a certain way things are, and when they are that way, you're comfortable with them. I get that. I also see that you are there. We go. Okay. You work with massage, and you do body work, and you're a holistic practitioner. Wowie, wowie, wowie. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you ever work with numerology? If you could type that in, I'd just be curious, because I'm just getting that these numbers, sacred geometry, thank you very much. Okay, that explains it. I'm going to tell you that is part of what you are and who you are. And I'm going to tell you that are you on the right life path? My goodness, yes. It's absolutely 100% where you're supposed to be, in the direction you're supposed to be going in. The only thing is that I need to see you expanding it somehow. I feel like you're working with a small group, and you need I don't know if you're giving classes, and if you are giving classes. I think what I'd like, you're seeing the number 1024, very good. If you're giving classes, what I'm going to suggest to you is that you do more advertising. You need to get your word out there more and more and more, because for whatever reason, I feel like you're just not getting yourself exposed enough. I'm also saying to you now that there are people that can be greatly enlightened by the knowledge you have. This is not something that you just decided to do. This is something that you've been wanting to do for a really, really long time, a really, really long time. And I think that it's something that, that you've just always been meant to do. And I'm trying to get some other meaning here. The other thing that I'm seeing is that as far as a healer, you use different modalities to heal. It's not just massage. You're using a lot of different modalities, and I see that there's not just one. And I'm also seeing that as part of who you are, there's I'm reading your comments. You have a lack of exposure, and that I'm on point, and thank you very much. And you work with a small group, and you've been doing healing since you've been 8. I wonder if perhaps one of the reasons why your groups are smaller is, are you afraid of too much exposure? Let me explain what I mean. Are you afraid of people thinking you're odd if you kind of shout it from the rooftops? I'm curious about that because I kind of feel like there's a barrier that's holding you back, that's keeping you back from doing a lot of healing. It's almost like there's an acceptance issue going on here. I know that with certain people you're extremely comfortable talking about this, but I feel like there's an acceptance issue going on, and only you can answer that. But if that's the yes, okay, yeah, an exclamation point, yes, he's saying in the chat room. So what I think you need to do is you need to take down the curtain that you're hiding behind, and I need you to just shout it from the rooftops. I need you to let everyone know, and I need you not to be afraid to let people know that you can possibly help them from passing on from a terminal illness if they would just give you a chance. And I know, and you've just said you've seen experience very intense things, and I can tell you that sometimes it's like what I was explaining earlier, having the courage to be wrong, having the courage to risk failure. But when you do that, you also have a chance to let other people see the works that you can do so they can benefit from it. You know, people who are natural healers were given this as a gift. As a natural healer, you have a gift. You've had a gift that's been bestowed upon you, and that gift came to you because you're supposed to be able to heal, and you're supposed to be able to handle the gift. And so what you need to do is you need to be able to shout it from the rooftops, and you need to trust it, and you need not to worry about it. So that would be my advice to you. I think you're absolutely going in the wrong direction, I mean, right direction. And I think you need to continue to go in that direction. So I hope that's been helpful. And I hope I didn't take too much time. Sorry about that, everybody. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back in 2, and I'm going to take a short break. And if y'all wonder why I play so many songs, you know, it's hard for me to go from reading to reading to reading. I need to just kind of reset my brain a little bit so I can disconnect from one person so I can go on to the next. And we've got people on our lines, and we're going to get to them in just a second. So we'll be back in 2.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I am wise, but it will fall to pain if I pay the price. But look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am
invincible and we are strong, aren't we?
We are.
We are
we
invincible
are
and strong. And we are women and
women.
Hear us roar.
Women, women.
Can you roar? Do you know how to roar?
I'm not going to roar.
I say roar like a Jersey girl, don't
you
I?
Do.
You
do. But you do have that Jersey accent.
I know. Do you know how hard I tried to lose? When I first moved to Florida, I tried so hard to lose it because, you know, I did.
Well, I understand it. Now, me,
yeah.
I mean, I live several places, so I don't.
It's not so
you really can't pinpoint where I'm from.
No. And it gets worse if I lose my temper, I think. I mean, you know, and I don't really lose my temper unless somebody does something to one of my children, and then I go ape on them. And you are the same way, my gosh. I mean, I remember, and this has been, like, burned into my mind. I remember years and years ago. I don't even know if I was, yeah, I guess I was married at the time. Yeah, of course, because you had Brian and Greg, and they were little. And they were at, like, a playground in McDonald's or something. And I was sitting there, and all I remember is somebody out there doing something to the kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I don't know, bullying them. You took off. You flew. And y'all don't know, Jessica's like this petite little thing. What are you, 5'1 or something?
I'm 1.5. Thank
okay.
you very much.
She ran out there, and these guys, they were like these really kind of
yeah.
like bulky, you know, guys. They looked like they were from the hood. And she just, you let loose on them, and I thought, oh, dear God.
You don't mess with my children.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm telling you, never mess with a mother and her cubs because you're gonna be in trouble. That's the
But you were exactly the same way.
Yes, I am exactly the same way. I will rip someone's head
that's
off
right.
if they go near my child.
That's
and
right.
yes, I know. And I'm full of love and peace and Christianity. Unless you mess with
Until
my children,
you mess with your
then
children.
I will pray for you after I rip your head off. Okay.
So everyone,
anyway.
Heed that as a warning.
And by the way, just so you know, Daniel in the chat room, he really likes short women. Now, I am telling you, folks, Jessica likes a certain kind of man, and Daniel likes a certain kind of woman, and they happen to live like 20 minutes, I think, 30 minutes away from each other.
Matchmaker.
And Daniel wrote, and I'm fat and balding, and Jessica said she likes fat and balding men. I just see something. I, you know,
always
you know,
trying to help
the
me,
next
aren't
question
you?
Is, Daniel, Jessica loves boating. She loves the ocean, and she loves boating. So just got to go there, okay?
You
so,
are so funny.
Okay.
And let me tell you, through the years, you have tried to fix me up with many people. Have
tell
you
me
not?
About it.
I know.
Tell me about
sadly,
it.
Sadly, you know, I am...
You know, You're making me doubt my confidence. I mean, my gosh, I really have tried to fix Jessica up with a lot of people, and it's actually not that she's not fix-up-able. It's
just a little on the picky side, and
I hung the sign
no.
on I-4 with your phone number, and that was a good job. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another caller here before people start hanging up on us. Okay, hi. This is Dr. Ginny. You're live. I don't want to destroy this name or get a cramp in my tongue. Othamail?
Othamail.
Ah, thank you. Say it one more time for me.
Othamail.
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 They've got it typed in here wrong. That's what it is. Othamail. Well, thank you for waiting as long as you did. I appreciate it. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking my call. And Adele just played in New York this summer, and her voice is amazing. It filled the whole concert hall. You have
I
to see her
imagine.
In person.
I've never seen her in person, but I would die to. And if she ever comes into Florida, I am there because she is awesome, awesome, awesome. And did you happen to go?
Yes, I went. And if she came tomorrow, I'd go again. And I'd fly out to see her. I love it, though.
Oh, awesome. Well, then she is really good. You know, you sound like a good friend of mine who went to see, believe it or not, about 8 years ago, Tina Turner. And she said she didn't see her in her prime, but she said that show just blew her away. And she said the exact same thing. She said, I would go see her tomorrow again if she was coming because it was that good. And there's nothing like seeing a great performer. Now I've got to ask, you're up there in you know in where Irene was. Any problems with a storm?
You know what? I live in the Bronx, and it was just windy. There was no flooding. Nothing happened. But for people in Lower Manhattan, there was some flooding, and I know people in Jersey got it really bad.
Yeah, well,
and
that's poor
PA
people.
Too.
PA too. I know. I have a lot of clients in Pennsylvania who are still without electricity.
Wow.
Still without
yeah.
electricity. Yeah, so that's a shame. Well, how can I help you tonight?
I have a question in reference to my love life.
Okay.
When is going to happen?
Uh-oh, what's going to happen? Okay, well, you're dating somebody now, correct?
No, I'm actually not.
Wait a second.
I talked to a few people here and there, but I'm not really dating anyone seriously.
Ah, okay. One of the people that you're talking to, hold on here. Is there somebody with a D? Is it Dan, Dane, Dwayne, something like that? Do you have somebody who has a name that sounds like that?
Not yet. No.
Well, write it down. Write it down, because I see that as your, that's what I see coming up for you. He is going to be 2 years younger than you. He's got a fuller figure. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, it depends how full, but yeah,
no.
I'm not a person.
Okay. He's not like a chubby checker. I just mean he's like, you know, he's got a little bit of weight on him, a little paunch in his stomach. Hold on a second. He's a major sports fan because he's wearing a jacket with the name of a baseball team on the back. I'm not going to say which, because whenever I mention it, I always get calls from people complaining it should say something else. So just know it's one of the teams there, okay? And I'm going to tell you that you want to know when this is going to happen, don't you? Okay,
yeah.
Write this down. It's going to be between now and 7 months from now. Now, when I say 7 months from now, we're basically end of August, so September, October, November, December, January, February, March. That actually buys me some time, because I really see February. So what I'm going to tell you is I'm seeing between now and 7 months from now. Now, I want to state this. This is really important, okay? Nathaniel, do not think that because I say 7 months from now that you can, like, lock yourself in your place and not go out and not socialize until, like, you know, 6 months and 30 days, because you could meet the person that's going to introduce you tomorrow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So don't think
right.
that because I say it's going to be between now and 7 months from now that it's going to be 7 months from now, and then you alter what you're doing. Because I have found that when I tell people that, sometimes they alter what they're doing, and that's kind of like, you know, I always laugh. It's like the time machine on Back to the Future. You can't alter what you're supposed to do, because then it changes the outcome. So keep doing what you're supposed to do. Just do it with the knowledge that you are going to meet that someone between now and 7 months from now.
Okay. Do you have a feeling of where? Like, could it be work or social or?
I do not think it's going to be work. But I don't think it's going to be social completely. I think you're going to be social with somebody that you meet out doing something in your daily routine.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if that's helpful. Like, you're going to meet this. I'm going to say dude. I don't know why I want to say dude.
It
why do
could
I
be
say
a dude.
Dude? I say dude all the time. You're going to meet this dude. I'm from Florida, and we like to go to the beach, so dude, we say dudes a lot. You're going to meet this.
You say dudes a lot.
I say dudes a lot. Okay, I do. I can dude and dudettes. Okay, you're going to meet this dude, and I see it's going to be, I know this sounds kind of weird, but I feel like you're going to be doing something, and he's going to say something, and you're going to say something back, and there's going to be that, like, flash, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, like, oh, he's
mm-hmm.
kind of cute, and I think he's into me. And then conversation will ensue, and it's going to happen, and when it happens, it's going to happen fast. So just continue living your life. Keep getting out there. Remember, you can't, I always say you decide to sell your car, right, and you polish it up, and you put it in the garage, and you put a for sale sign on the window, and you close the garage door, and you leave it there. No one's going to know the car is for sale, so no one's going to offer to buy it. If you don't get yourself out there, you can dress real good and do your makeup and look great and work out and do all those great things and have that great smile and personality, but you know what? If you don't put yourself out there, no one's going to know you're available. So make sure you get out there. Make sure you circulate. Even if it's, you know, running errands, just make sure you keep getting out there doing those things, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good luck and God bless. Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Well, I think that I would love to see Adele in concert, too, by the way. I just have to say this. I think Adele in concert would be
well,
like
maybe
the
she'll
most
come to Florida.
Awesome thing. Wouldn't that be so neat? Oh, my gosh, I would just so love that. I would really love that.
You know
that.
What? Until you told me about her today, I heard her songs. I never heard of her.
But you didn't know who she was?
No.
Yeah. See, a lot of people do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, I mean, some people know who Adele is, and some people don't, and
well,
that's
I'm
okay.
One of those people. I'll listen to the song, and I'll love the song, but I don't know who sings them.
I actually asked, well, I didn't ask for her CD for my birthday. I got her CD for my birthday because my daughter knew she's every time a song of hers would come on the radio, I'd go, oh, I really like this. Who sings this? You know, it's like the thing you see on TV where the kids get so annoyed. It's like, Mom, how many times do I have to tell you it's the same person? It's that same girl that you think sings everything else good. So eventually, you know how it goes. Okay. So let's run
so
over.
So she doesn't have a last name. Her name is just Adele.
Well, of course she has
Adele
a last name.
What?
You know, I think that her privacy should be kept in meaning, I have no
okay.
idea what her last name is. I have absolutely no idea.
Well, there
idea.
Are some singers that just go by, you know, like Madonna.
Right. You know, wait.
It's not Madonna Smith.
Hold on, wait. I think psychically her last name is coming to me. Wait. I thought our producer was just yelling it out. I didn't hear it. Okay. Oh, she just goes by Adele.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I wasn't hearing it psychically.
So Adele.
Adele. Her name is Adele. Well, it's like Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr.
No, it's just Roseanne. And it's like Prince, formerly known as.
As
God only knows, because you never know. Okay. All right, so let's go back to our, wait a second. Ooh, is this possible? Let's see. Ashley Wright, October 14th, American Airlines Arena, Waterfront Theater. I wonder if Adele's going to be there. Maybe. I don't know. I'm seeing all kinds of stuff here. I want to try and get back up here so I can see. Okay. I guess Jay has moved. They're not quite. Jay and Grace are not in the same location from what I can ascertain now.
Maybe they're moving closer to
I
the same vicinity.
I think they are getting closer, yes, and that's really important.
At least being in the same state is kind of important.
That would be really important. You're absolutely correct, yeah. So, very good. Okay, you know what we have to do. You know what it's time for.
It's time for
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
We should have music for that. You know Rock, Paper, Scissors music?
Is there, okay, wait, I don't have any rock paper.
I don't know what music that would be.
Here, okay, wait, okay, I don't have any of that, but I have this. We can do this. This applause.
That's not exactly what I had in mind. I was more thinking, dun da da da.
Okay, I'll work on that in my spare time. Like that. Okay, so are you now? As everyone knows, for our new listeners tonight, we have a very rusty, very old mailbox, all the way at the end of a dirt road that's curvy.
That has an evil witch living
dark,
in it.
Dark, and there's big branches and cobwebs. And okay, so we always do rock paper scissors to see who has to run down to the mailbox to get the emails out of the mailbox.
Which is crazy because emails come in a computer.
Oh sure, spell it out for everybody. The truth is, if you want to get a free psychic reading with moi, and it would be done privately for 30 minutes, you send in your email address to us at drginny.com. Go to the website, www.drginny.com. Click on the Contact Me page, put your name in there and your email address, and say, hey, add me to the list. And you get put into the big vat of email, as we call it, vat of email. And so we pick one every single week, and then whoever the winner is, we then will do a drawing and let you know the next day. We'll send you an email the next day, and you will be the winner.
And
you'll
we
get
like really creative questions.
We like really creative questions. Really like but if it's a boring question, it's okay too. And you don't even have to ask a question. You can just say, you know, just stick me in the thing, and we will do that. Yeah?
Stick me in the thing.
Well, in the drawing. Stick me in the drawing. We don't mean physically stick me in. We just mean put me in the. Yeah. Okay. So on that note, we are going to rock paper scissors to see who has to go down the big dark windy road. Ready?
Okay,
on your
mark? I'm winding up.
Winding up. One, two, three, go.
Ah,
you win.
I won with my magical scissors.
Okay, wait. I'm going to start going down to the mailbox. Here we go. Okay, so we have all of our, we've got, I mean.
Wow, there's so many.
Just pick anyone you want. Just grab one, and I'll grab one, and we'll read away.
I will read this one.
And I'll grab the next one on the list. Okay, here we go. You go first.
Okay. Dr. Well, I couldn't even say it. It's like my mind just. Hello.
Hello.
Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica, I got a jewelry box at a garage sale, and I really loved it because it was old and had a really nice patina on it. What's a patina?
In antique world, that means it's age.
Oh, okay.
You can tell the age by the patina. It's basically it's carbon. It's like carbon dating, if you will.
Okay.
Like it usually has like a film or a dirt or a,
okay.
You can scratch it all. Yeah. Okay.
I don't really care.
I know you're too much. Got it.
Yes.
TMI.
I love antiques, so this really made my day. The only problem is whenever I open it, I get a really creepy feeling and the whole room goes cold. Is it possible this box is haunted? This is from Creeped Out in Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Creepy.
Ooh. Well, funny you should mention that. Okay, now here's the thing. I told a story. Remember about that reader who... listener who had sent us an email about the picture where I guess that the family had been given a picture and the mother said, I don't want that picture in this house because it just creeps me out.
Yeah, so they gave
it away. Mm-hmm. And then he I guess the person who had it had passed away and it got mailed back to them. And then he had a dream that night that caterpillars were coming out of the mouth of this picture. I forget how that went.
No, I don't think I know this story.
Yeah, and then the next morning he got up to go running, and those caterpillars were in his shoe.
Ew.
And it really freaked him out. And the mother felt the picture was evil. Long story short, he told his mother about it after he had gone back home because he was just home visiting for the weekend, and they decided to have the picture destroyed.
Oh, really?
And they did, yeah, and the evil feeling just kind of went. So,
no, she didn't say evil. She said, what did she say? Creepy.
Creepy
and the whole room goes cold.
Okay, well, here's the thing. There's such a thing as residual energy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had, you know, Mike on here. From,
yeah, we need our RIP.
RIP people, because they would answer this question, or OPI people, like Jill and the other one. But basically, what I'll tell you is this. There are certain items that can have residual energy. And I'm not saying this to scare people because that's not my intent. But sometimes, you know, like if you're the type of person that goes to swap meets or garage sales or things like that, I always say look at an item. If it has a really good feel and you want it because it has a really good feel and you like the item, get it. But always open it up. Spend a little time with it because sometimes there could be a negative energy or residual energy connected to something like that. My suggestion is, I think it's hard to enjoy something.
Yep, it's creeping you out.
If it's creeping you out, so maybe it's time to either donate it or resell it.
Resell it, yeah.
Because it sounds like it's not giving you the enjoyment that anything that you own should.
Right.
You know, so it's time to move on. But can it be haunted? Of course it could be. Absolutely, it could be haunted. It could have residual energy.
And I wouldn't have sold it the minute I opened it and felt creepy and cold.
You know, yeah, no kidding. You know,
that's me.
Because you know what? There have been things that you've seen or had done that you were like, this freaks me out, and yet, well, we'll talk about it later. I'll remind you of something.
Okay.
And, yeah, I remember that. Okay, next email.
That wasn't quite the music I had in mind.
I know. I tried.
It was more.
Okay, ready.
There you go. Or drum roll.
Oh, that's really good. You can roll your R's. You could probably speak Spanish really well.
I can speak Spanish.
All right, I got to go to Puerto Rico. Okay, we got to stop. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I have been looking for a job since February, and I just can't seem to find anything. Do you have any idea when and if I will get a job soon? And this is from Jackie H., and she does not say where she is, so I'm going to do this for Jackie H. Let's take a look here, see if I can connect. Give me a minute. Jackie H., I know you're probably from the Ohio or very close to that area. Jackie, you will be getting a job, and you'll be getting a job, believe it or not, within the next 3 weeks. So I wouldn't be too worried. That means keep applying, keep doing what you're doing, keep the pressure on, and you will get a job within the next 3 weeks. Then write us and let us know that you did get the job so we can say congratulations.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! And then Jessica will do a drum roll. Yay. Oh, joy to the world.
Yes,
okay.
I think we need some more sound effects.
I think we need some more, and less coffee probably. I think we need to now fold everything up here. Hold on. Hold on. We're doing quick fold jobs. Hold on, everybody. Okay, now put all of these into the VAT-O-Email.
Box-O-Email.
I like
VAT-O-Email. It's getting so heavy.
I know.
Picture having it full of bubbling liquid.
I know. It's like I know what it brings
your
mind.
The bubbling
okay,
liquid.
And we are going to pick. Here we go.
Okay, now you're making them fly everywhere.
Okay, well, because I'm a messy picker. And the winner is Wendy L. Wendy L. And she is from Indiana, and that's all I will say. Wendy L. from Indiana, and you will be getting an email from me in the morning saying, congratulations, and I won't be singing it because I don't want you to.
I was going to say, yeah, we need to kind of edit that out.
Yeah, definitely. But you are the winner. And again, folks, if you want to have a chance at winning a free 30-minute personal reading with me, this is done off the air at a time that's convenient for both of us, just send us your email, and you can do that by going to
www.drjenny.com.
Very good. You know that. You've been there? You've seen the site?
I've heard you say it 5 million times.
You know, as if. You see, this girl exaggerates. That's all I can say. I tell you what, we're going to take another caller now. Okay. Hi, you're live on the air with Dr. Jenny and Jessica. Is this Vivian?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. Where are you calling from, Vivian?
Kansas.
Texas. Ooh, I love it. I love Texas. What part of Texas?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay, very good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I remember you told me to try the CVS. Yes, I do. I do go over there. However, they only offer me part-time. Part-time job.
Okay. Okay. Is it going to work into full-time?
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't sure, but I also got an offer job from a restaurant. So I really need it Monday. So I'm probably going to take a restaurant job.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. As you know, that what I saw when I was doing your reading for you last week, for our listeners, Vivian, it was last week, wasn't it, that you had called in?
Yeah, that was last week, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And I had suggested that I was getting CVS, and then you shared with us that you actually had worked previously for CVS and
yeah.
and had left. I'm still seeing, and I'm still seeing CVS is the way to go. So my next suggestion is try another CVS. I feel very strongly that a CVS is where you should be. I understand you need full time, so if that one doesn't give you the opportunity to have full time, then go to another one. But I still feel a very strong connection to CVS for you, and, you know, that hasn't changed.
Mm. Yeah.
I know, right?
I don't know. They say they are not sure when they're going to give me the hour, and because I'm waiting for my background check and also the drug test. I know I'm going to pass, and then they already asking around how was my performance, so that's why they are going to hire me back. However, the hours, they give me the 9-hour, weekend hour, and they only promise give me the part-time, which I cannot accept, because I really need the money. My husband is not really making money right now.
So,
I don't know.
Try another CVS. Is there another CVS that's still within, you know, driving distance that you could work at?
Yeah. Or when I tried it over the internet, also say on the question to other CVS too.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
So
did you apply at the other one?
Yes, I also applied other nearby location because I can speak Chinese. I also applied, you know, other CVS where, you know, most of Chinese go. So So
good. That's good. That would be for them to have you, and advantageous for you because you could help with the communication. You know, I can only tell you what I see. I do see CVS is where your final place should be. If you want to take something in the meantime, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And again, you know, you have free will. But I just feel a really strong connection to CVS, and I did last week, and I still feel it this week. So I would consider sticking with CVS.
Okay, but and I'm thinking, you know, try to take the nursing license examination, and also want to move to California next year. Do you think that'd be possible?
Well, I'm looking here. I'm going to tell you that right now I'm not getting an answer on that, and I'm asking again and again, and I'm not getting an answer. When I don't get an answer, it's not because, you know, they're just trying to be difficult, the angels. Sometimes it's something that it sounds. What I'm feeling is sometimes when the angels don't have an answer, it's because they can't give you an answer because it may sway you in one direction or the other, and you need to use your free will there. I will tell you this. You have to follow your heart's desire because ultimately you're the one that has to be happy. Is that something you think you really want to do?
Yeah, to become a nurse, that's what I wanted to be, and I want to do a healing work, and I want to become a nurse, I want to be a healer, but in the meantime, I really need a fast money, quick money, you know, to be able to pay the bill, mortgage, everything. That's the bottom line. And my husband and I, we have a lot of arguments because he's the one, you know, he doesn't want to find a job, he doesn't want to get a regular money, everything, and so that's why I'm kind of very disappointed. Say, okay, I have to go to the restaurant, you know, to get a stable job, get a stable income, able to pay all the bills. In the meantime, you know, he promised he's going to stay home to take care of the kids. However, I didn't see he did very good job, you know, while he was taking the kid, and I was doing the interview with outside. So the marriage kind of is a disaster.
It's a tough one. I will tell you this. I know that I believe with all my heart that you need to follow what your true desires are. And I realize that you have certain financial obligations and that money's really tight and your husband's, you know, not bringing in and the money, and I understand that. And so my suggestion to you is this. You need, of course, to take care of a roof over your head and food on the table, of course. And then you need to follow your heart. And if your heart is to do the nursing, then you need to find out if you can go and, you know, take that path. And it may mean that you have to struggle for longer, but ultimately you'll fulfill your dream. You have to follow your heart, though. You have to do what's truly in your heart, Vivian, okay? Okay. Vivian, thank you so much for calling in, and I want to say God bless you, and let us know what you decide, okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. God bless. And we're going to play this song for Vivian because I know it's what she needs right now. Money, money, money.
All night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a man. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. Thank you. to be free. I bet he would understand me.
That's too bad.
So I must leave. I have to go to Las Vegas. I'm on the phone and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
Mamma Mia.
I was going to say, it had to be from a movie.
You know who I think sings that is Money. I think Meryl Streep.
Meryl
Streep sings that.
She was really good in that movie.
Oh, my God. You know, she was like, what, 60 in that movie?
She looks great, and she ran around
and sang.
I
remember sitting in that movie with my sister and my youngest daughter.
Uh-huh.
And my sister was like, she couldn't get into the movie. And I'm like, I'm just so in awe that Meryl Streep is running around like a crazy person.
It was kind of crazy. It's a musical. I mean,
I loved it. Are you kidding me? I want to go stay in that place for a week.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, and the place was great. And I think anytime you have tradition and family and happiness.
Yes, the whole Greek thing is fun.
It's awesome. I love family, and I love people that get together and really work on tradition. I think tradition is so important, and people sometimes forget that it doesn't have to be, you know, something great, your tradition. It could be a simple little
just
tradition.
Just any, right.
Now, I was telling somebody the other day that when my husband and I first got married and we had the kids, I was very careful I was so afraid to spoil them because I knew I could very easily do so. And also, I wanted them to have a love of reading. And so I used to take them to the library all the time. And they reached a point where they would rather read a book than go to the library. I mean, than go to a toy store. So I used to go to, like, the bookstore, and I would buy, like, hundreds of books.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? And I used to put a book under their pillow every single night.
Oh my gosh.
Kids' books, you know? I know.
Well,
I've
you didn't
got
want to spoil them.
Upstairs.
Okay.
To me, you can't spoil a child with too many books. I don't know. That was my theory. In any event, it was like this. So, we used to have library sleepover. And that was...
Would books come and spend the night with you?
No, we would. This is what we do. And I got this from the library in town one night. They were having... all the kids came in their pajamas and they read stories.
Oh, fun.
And I called it library sleepover. And so we do that. And we would light candles and have just one, like, light and then light candles. And they'd bring their sleeping bags. And I'd get a sleeping bag and we'd sit in a circle. And I would read them all their favorite stories. And then
they'd fall
asleep in the middle of the living room. And then I'd sleep on the couch. And my husband would come home and go like, "What?" I blew out the candles, of course, but it was fun. And so we did that. We did that the other night. We had a library sleepover.
Did you?
Yeah, because they remember it and they think it's fun, and that was really cool.
Huh.
Library sleepover, the love of reading. It's a good thing. Well, let's see. Do you think we dare? Do we dare do another call?
Sure.
We should, right? Why not?
That's kind of the point here.
It is?
I believe so.
Good to know. Well, let's do it then. Hi, Evelyn. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing this evening?
I'm a little out of breath, but other than that, fine.
Okay, are you out of breath because you're walking, right?
I'm out of breath because I'm hauling boxes.
Hauling boxes. Okay, that's good. How can we help?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, where are you hauling boxes to?
Well, out of the storage unit into another storage place, so it's basically just hauling it from one spot to another.
Okay, well, that's
mostly for financial reasons.
I understand completely. I actually happen to be a big fan of auction hunters and storage wars. I don't know if anyone sees these shows on TV where they buy these storage units and then they resell the stuff. And I feel like every time I watch the show, it's like going on a treasure hunt.
Wow.
It's so interesting to me. But I don't think you're going on a treasure hunt. I think you're having some financial issues, and this is why you're doing this. Correct?
Right.
Okay,
uh-huh,
good.
That's right.
All right. So I know you've got a burning question you're just dying to ask.
Yeah, the question that I was going to ask is, do you see me taking any, like, a trip one or maybe two within, like, September, October, November-ish?
Okay, let me take
a look. I
want
to go somewhere. I want to know if I'll be able to go.
Okay, let's take a look and see what we can see. I'm going to tell you that I see you definitely taking one is an absolute positive. The second one looks good, but I don't think you're going to end up taking the second one. But I definitely see you taking one.
Do you see the one, well, I'll be driving there and then flying back. Is that the trip you see me absolutely taking?
Give me two initials of two different destinations and I'll tell you.
The initial of the destination would be like the last two digits of the state, MO.
Okay. Okay. You're going to Guantanamo? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing with you. Okay. That would be the one. That is correct.
So it's a driving trip and then I'll be there and then come back.
And then coming down.
So just one then, huh? One's positive.
I'm sorry. You know, now I'm seeing one. Now that can change as time goes, but right now the one is an absolute lock-in.
Do you see what month I'll be going in? September, October, November?
Hold on. Give me a minute. September, October, or November, let us know. That would be October. Actually, towards the end of September. Beginning of, no, wait, hold on, I'm getting conflicting information here, hold on. I'm going to say that I believe that it might be still towards the end of September, not quite the beginning of October. That's what I feel.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Is that it? Okay.
I want to go to a sporting event, and they're on Saturdays, and home games are certain times of the month, and it's like I'm not too exactly sure. I know there's one on the 10th of September. I think there's another one at the end of September, and then I think one mid-October. I think that's when they are.
Okay, we'll see. I think the one in September's a shoo-in, and the next one I'm not sure. Sporting event? What kind of sporting event? It's not soccer. What is it?
Football.
Football. You're a football player? I don't mean you're a football player. I mean you like football.
No, my son's a football player.
Ah, and he plays for college or pro?
University.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations. You must be very, very proud.
Well, you do see him playing, right? I want to watch him.
You know, it's funny. I can tell you, is he playing? That's an absolute yes with a vibration and, I mean, you know that without me even saying it. So yeah, absolutely, definitely. All I saw were men. I'm not a big sports fanatic. Like I don't get sports. I just like the uniforms. And I'm sorry, this is going to be really creepy to you, but the tighter the better. Since we're talking about your son, believe me, I don't watch that. I saw men on a field. That's all I saw. So that's all I could give you. Sorry about that. But I do.
No, well,
that's
definitely what it is.
Yeah, men on a field. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I do see that. And also, are you downsizing?
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason I'm downsizing and moving all this stuff is because I'm helping my son out over there, so I can't afford to do everything here, so I downsize to continue helping him.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you you're doing the right thing, and And just know that he appreciates it. This is not a spoiled boy. He truly understands. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Well, I hope he does. Yeah, I believe he does. I think he's even learning it more and more now in the last maybe 6 months than he ever has. But, you know, as time goes on, I think he'll understand it even more so as he gets older, how much I have given up for him.
Right. Yes. And I think that the older children get, you know, they do these commercials now about the aha moment where suddenly they, you know, the light seems to go off. And I think it happens that way for our children, too. All of a sudden, you know, Jess, wouldn't you agree even with your son?
Yes.
All of a sudden they realize, wow, they realize what their parents, you know, the things they did to make certain things happen
for them.
But
it takes time. They don't realize till they're older, unfortunately.
Right.
Unfortunately. Well, right now my daughter's having probably more issues where she probably battles me more because she's always thinking I do more for him than her. But
they
I probably do equally the same.
It's so typical, Yeah,
this is absolutely very typical with children. Brother, sister, 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 brother, brother. One always thinks they're the underdog, and usually they're the more sensitive one, you know, and they always feel like you're spending more on them. And you know, it's so hard. As a parent, you know better than anyone, and our listeners know, you know, with children, it's never you're going to spend X amount on this one and the exact same on this one. You know, I think we all make ourselves crazy sometimes during the holidays.
Because that's impossible.
Oh, I can remember Christmases trying to even it up, and then you go over a little on this one, so then you go over on the other one, then you go over on the other one, you got to go back to, and you know, and you couldn't walk into the room, and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's
crazy. It is, so, but I think that's normal. And believe it or not, as they get older, they do understand. Each child has special needs, and I don't mean you have special needs children.
Yeah,
but
I know.
I just mean
but
that each
need,
child
yeah.
has different things that they need to highlight themselves that's going to make them feel better or do better or excel in certain areas, and so you have to do. And your son is excelling in what he's doing, and he's doing really well, and God bless you for tightening up the budget so that you can enable him to do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I really wanted to make sure I got to see him play at least once this year. I mean, I'd like to go more, but financially I don't know if I can do it or not.
I hear you. Definitely one game is absolutely a shoo-in. And like I said, you know, I'm not going to – I don't see the second game right now, but I absolutely positively see the first game. So plan on that one, and then, you know, I always say – as you get closer to it, that could possibly change, and the second one may come about too. But for sure, you can count on one game.
Do you see him
excelling
at the school and in football?
I see him excelling in football, and I see him doing okay in school. I'm not going to say he's going to knock the doors off in school. I'd be lying to you.
Well, if he can get these possibly A's,
I'll
be happy.
He's going to pass, okay? He'll pass, and you want me to be honest. He'll pass. He'll do okay. He's not, you know, he's not going to be, you know, the scholar. He's not going to graduate, you know, with he's not going to be giving the speech up on the stage that year. But he'll do well. He'll graduate. But he'll really excel in his sport. Has he thought about going pro?
Yes. Because
I actually see that as an option.
Hmm?
Yeah. I see that as an option.
Yeah, that's his goal.
That's
going to
be an option.
Pro.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the height, so he really has to work at it.
Oh, you know what, though? It's sometimes when they're not quite as tall and they're fast, it's pretty amazing, you know? So there you go.
I think he has the knowledge and the talent for it.
Yep.
I mean, he's played all through high school starter, so he's done his dues throughout the years, so I just hope they continue and everything goes great.
Well, I see everything going great that way, but I do see him graduating as well, which is important because you always want to have that in your bag of tricks, so to speak, that diploma. And you know what's nice? Even if when he goes pro, eventually after you go pro, you have to put all that knowledge and that money into something else so he'll have
the
business knowledge to be able to do that. Okay?
Right. Yeah, and he's going in for business so he knows how to handle everything. That was
wow. How did I know that?
You have to go into business because I figured if he said to me one day, he goes, what should I go into? This was in high school. I go, business, because you can go anywhere in business. You know
That's
everything
right.
in business. But then after that, you can always, after you get that degree, you can always specialize.
Right, exactly. That's
because
exactly
I think in life, if I knew better how to do money, I might not be where I'm at today either.
Exactly. I think you've done a great job. I really do. Congratulations, Mom.
No
you
new job for me?
Pat yourself.
Anything on the horizon for me? Anything great coming?
Anything on the horizon for you? I see you have a very strong faith, and I see the most important thing for you is always keeping peace. You want to have peace, which tells me that at some point in time you didn't have it, and you've learned to appreciate it more than anybody else. Is that true?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I've been going through a lot. Well, long story short, since my husband passed away, I haven't had any rest. It's just been nonstop.
It's been nonstop, but it's nothing you can't handle. And
mm-hmm.
I can tell you that that peace that you're looking for, it's going to come soon.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, you don't want it to come too soon because all the stuff that's been keeping you busy has been keeping you young, too. And that's not such a bad thing, is it?
No, because as I'm hauling these boxes, I'm thinking I'm in my 50s and I'm still doing this, but no help is going, you know what? There's something to be said for that.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You know,
nobody's
going to write,
get it but me, but it's something to be said for that.
I get it. I totally get it. So you know what? You're a great mom. You're a great person. You know, anyone can be a mom. But to be a mother is something special, and you do that, and you do a very good job at it. And it has been a bit of a struggle for you, but you've handled it, and you've made everything happen for everybody. And you're truly blessed. So keep doing what you're doing, and you'll have your quiet time soon enough. But don't wish for that too soon, because you know what? You're keeping young the way you're doing. And by the way, if you're wondering if another man's going to come into your life, the answer is yes.
Oh, okay.
So, I know you're probably saying,
you know, I've heard that before,
but
I'm going, I hope it's before, like, you know, I start getting really old.
No, I'm getting like what I call an off the charts. That when I say off the charts, that means the yes is so strong that it's like written in the books. It's a given. So that will be happening for you. You just have to sit back
mm-hmm.
and wait. Let it happen in God's time. Keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. You have a great day.
Listen,
I really appreciate
you
your time.
Much. You're very, very welcome. And Evelyn, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. God bless. She's sweet.
Yeah.
You know, and you could tell she's a mom who's devoted to her children, and God bless her. You know, and it's hard sometimes when you suddenly have to do it kind of single. Like that when you don't, you know, it's I'm
oh,
sure
believe me,
not
I know.
Something she anticipated, but God bless her for rising to the occasion. And see, this is, I always say people, you know, there are two kinds of people. People like her who appreciate it and understand it and thank God that they have the health and the ability to do it.
Yes.
And then there's the other kind of people who don't realize, you know, the blessings that they have.
Right.
And I'm so grateful that she does realize she has the blessings. You know, it's coming to the end of another wonderful Wednesday night here at the Christian Psychic Cafe. We've had a good time tonight,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah, the evening went so quickly.
It went really fast. We've had some great callers, a lot of really neat people calling in tonight, and a lot of people in the chat room. We got to answer a lot of questions in the chat room, and we want to thank Susie Q for getting on there and blowing those questions up really big to draw my attention to them. We talked about doing that last week so that I could see them a little bit better. And I really also want to thank Daniel for some of his comments. They make me giggle. And also I want to hear next week from Jay. I want to know what's going on with him and Grace.
Yeah, we want the dirt, Jay.
We want
Come
the
on.
Dirt. You know, this is like what is it? The afternoon soap operas. I don't know.
Right, like Days of Our Lives.
Yes, this is a Days of Jay's and Grace's Lives.
We
and
want
we want
to
know
what's going on.
We want the details, guys. Next week, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to listen, you know where to find us. We're going to be here. We appreciate every single one of you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you next Wednesday.